Hi, this is Julie Jakopik, and this is an iLead Strategies podcast. I wanted to talk today about three rituals I think really help people be successful. And they're proven again and again in other places. Most of the folks listening here are thinking about career success, but these are tools that have been known to be helpful in terms of athletic success, in terms of life success. And so the first one I want to talk about is visualization. When I talk about visualization, what I really mean is setting aside a few minutes, probably no more than five, in a quiet place to focus on what a part of your life might be like. So on this CD, there's a couple sessions around bliss in a minute and what it might feel like to just have that break you need. But I think the same technique is incredibly helpful in terms of visualizing success and what that might be like. So I encourage you to take 5 minutes, maybe at the beginning of your day or over a lunch break, to be in a quiet place, no cell phone, no texting, where you can think about what success is going to be like. You've got goals. What would it be like when you achieve them? Who'll be there with you? What will the room look like? What are you going to say? And then act as if it's true. What are you going to be wearing? Are you going to cheer? Are you going to give someone a hug? Are you going to be surrounded by others or sitting peacefully at home sighing with joy? What is that actually going to be like? And the more you know what that looks like and feels like, the more you'll move toward what things that lead to that, that look like and feel like that situation. There also are two journaling practices I wanted to talk about. One I think you may be fairly familiar with, and one I just learned of pretty recently. So I think we've all heard about gratitude journals. Now, I'm somebody who would rather talk than write. I know that's a big surprise to you. And so the idea of writing paragraphs every night in a journal was not something I was particularly comfortable with because I knew I wouldn't do it. But I could jot down 4 or 5 words, no problem. And so I created an end-of-the-day ritual for myself is how I did a gratitude journal. And what I do is I simply write down 3 or 4 things that I am grateful for at the end of my day. And sometimes that's that I found a parking place. Sometimes it is something more professional, like getting a new contract, or more spiritual about how the stars aligned and everything went really well and I felt really supported. Or it might be how delicious a dinner was or the funny joke someone told me. And on a really terrible day, I might be reduced to just being grateful for Kleenex and indoor plumbing. But it really helps to just stop at the end of the day and remember what you already have as we work hard to achieve our goals in the future. Now that brings me to the third thing. I think most of us were taught to keep to-do lists. And we have this long list at the beginning of the day or the beginning of the week. And sometimes we do some of the things on it, and sometimes we, for real reasons or procrastination reasons, do 17 things that actually weren't on the list. And if you're really type A, like I can be, you actually write down the things you did that weren't on the list so you have the opportunity to cross them off. And then at the end of our day, we look at the to-do list and we look at all the things we didn't do. I'm going to suggest a different strategy. At the end of the day, take just a few minutes to write down the wins for the day. Now, those are different than gratitude, right? You're grateful, maybe grateful for the wins, but the wins are about you. The gratitude could be about anything, right? So in the gratitude journal, it might be that someone made a phone call to you. But your wins might be that you got the laundry done. Your wins might be that you wrote the paragraph that you've been trying to get done. Your wins might be that you wrote in your journal yesterday. Your wins are about the steps that you took towards your goal. And what's really interesting about this is that I think at the end of the week or the end of the month, when you sometimes feel like you were doing stuff and you don't know what the point was or how far you got, or it doesn't feel like you're a whole lot further down the road than when the week or the month started, looking back over this list can help you see what you actually have achieved. Most of the things we achieve don't fall from the sky in an instant. So it's not like today we have a goal and tomorrow we met it. It's really 100 little steps between thinking of the goal and getting there. And tracking those small wins helps us see progress, even when progress sometimes feels like it's taking forever. I hope you find these strategies helpful, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you.